the chair's report. Okay, so can we go to the next item on the agenda? The KPFA delegate replacement, PNB director, I believe, Alex, that's your motion.
15 minutes, right, Madam Chair?
15 minutes. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just bringing up the motion now. Allow me to read the motion, and then I will motivate it. This is a motion regarding the KPFA delegate replacement and PNB listener director's election. Resolve that the PNB does not recognize the process used on Saturday, January 6, 2018, for appointing Susan DeSilva to a KPFA listener delegate seat vacated by Yuri Gottesman and considers the seat vacant. Be it also resolved that the KPFA LSC shall contact candidates on the recount runners-up list, including the write-in candidates, to find the first one who is available and willing to serve and seat that individual. Be it further resolved that if no runner-up candidates are available, a call should go out to the KPFA membership on KPFA's website and on the air, inviting listener members to apply for the vacancy and giving a deadline that the applicant shall be interviewed by the delegates at an LSP meeting, and the LSP shall conduct an IRV vote to determine the winner of the seat. Furthermore, given that KPFA has four current directors on the PNB until January 25th, 2018, when the 2018 PNB is seated, and given that all delegates who were elected in the KPFA director's election on January 6, 2018 are actually directors-elect and become full-fledged directors on January 25th, 2018, when they are seated, when Bill Campisi, quote, resigned, end quote, immediately following the announcement of the results of the listener director's election, he was not actually resigning as a director, for which Article 5, Section 8 of the bylaws would apply, but rather he was declining to serve in the position he had just been elected to, director-elect, and for which a director replacement election per the above bylaws would be out of order. In addition, an IRV replacement election for a director-elect does not exist in the bylaws. Therefore, be it resolved that the SPV election held on January 6, 2018 stands. A redo of that SPV election is not in order, and the third KPFA listener director elect position goes to the fourth place nominee in that election, Tom Voorhees, who shall be seated on the 2018 PNB on January 25th, 2018. And I'll just briefly motivate this by saying that there were a number of irregularities at the delegates meeting and which KPFA directors were elected, or perhaps I should say appointed. The purpose of this motion is simply to rectify those irregularities. You cannot have somebody resigning from a seat that he hadn't been seated yet. Furthermore, the participants, a number of the participants in that election publicly explain on various lists that they had planned in advance to have Mr. Campisi resign immediately and have him be replaced by Ms. DeSilva. This, in effect, means that Mr. Campisi was a fake candidate from the beginning, and his resignation simply means that, in effect, that he declined the nomination, and therefore the actual winners of that STB election were the three candidates that were left out of the four. and there was also an irregularity in the appointment of Ms. Silva to the local station board. Writing candidates were simply bypassed. No announcement was made of the vacancy. There was no possibility of anyone who was interested in possibly being appointed to that position to be interviewed by the delegates. So the whole thing is somewhat irregular, and we're asking the KPFA delegates to do that one over. They should follow the proper procedures in filling that vacancy on their local station board. So that's my motion. Just to anticipate the objection, yes, delegates get to select, the National Board does not get to tell delegates how to select themselves. However, when the bylaws are being violated in a selection process, then it is proper for the National Board to step in and fix the irregularity and the violation of the bylaws. Thank you.
So, is there a second?
Second, Catherine.
Okay.
I'm for the sec.
Come back to the sec.
Who was that before Tanaka?
PM.
PM,
we
have the floor.
Okay. I'll just speak to this. I was there at the election, and the KPFA local station board did follow bylaws and selecting the directors for 2018. And the PMB does not have the right to interfere and, you know, dig down into the LSD elections. This motion is also the intention of our bylaws, which is to have...
Point of personal privilege, Madam Chair. Please, I cannot hear the member. Is something wrong with the voice? Can we...
Can you hear me now?
Let me try to turn you up a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
And then...
Speakerphone?
No. I'll just try to get out of line.
TM.
You have it now.
Yeah, but you're very, very muffled. And it's, you know, you're loud, but you're very, very muffled. So it's hard to make out what you're saying.
Really? I'm talking straight into my iPhone here. I'll try not to use my late night DJ voice. This motion, you know, it would defeat also the intention of our bylaws, which is to have delegates. Remember, when you have an election here, now it's delegates. That if you try to go to a write-in candidate, you're actually talking about one or two votes. It's just absurd. It defeats the whole thrust of having democracy. And I just also add that, you know, I was there and I saw everyone there. And the election of those three people does reflect the will of the overwhelming majority of the people there. And I am opposed to having any PMB, but any try to come down and rearrange a local station board election.
Please mute your phones if you're not speaking. Serene, I hear you. There was somebody before you that was on the stack.
Tanaka.
Okay, go ahead, Aki.
Sure. So you all know that the town group has lost in the original election. The vote was split basically 15-4. And the people who supported Tom Bruhus did not accept that. And that's the reason why we had this motion from Alex here. And if I heard all of the alarming charges that were leveled, more than mouthfibs, that I might introduce a similar motion as Alex. But I was there. And I think that it might make sense for the PNB to give you the actual fact of the case. And after reviewing it, if there was any sort of, breaking of the bios or something that called for a new election. But what Alex's motion does is to remove a candidate who won the election and install a candidate who actually lost the election based on this unsubstantiated claims of a few other people who supported Tom Cruise. It sets a very bad precedent to do that. So I think that the reasonable solution would be to review the veracity of all the facts, and if there was something wrong, to redo. But in order to, just because of the claims of a few people, to take a legitimately voted person and place another one who lost, is highly irregular. And I don't think we need to set a precedent for the PNB do such a thing. So I would say I ask people to vote, then I will ask the people to vote no.
Sorry. Hello? Is there anyone speaking in favor of this other than Alex?
Yes, Jan Goodman.
Serena asked her the floor before Alex. Serene did. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so the whole point of SPV voting is to allow those who are in the minority to have some representation. So,
One second, board. If you're not speaking, could you please mute yourself?
Okay, thank you. So the whole point of having an SPV vote is to allow those who are in the minority to get some representation. If there are 19 people in the room, because I understand somebody was on by phone or something, if there are 19 people in the room, that means I think the threshold would be at least six. I'm sorry, would be
five.
Why are you interrupting me? I didn't ask you for help. You had your turn, right? But the point is that you can't have someone run just so they can resign so that the next person could take their seat based on an IRV vote in what was supposed to be an SPV election. It's kind of fraudulent. That's one. And at any rate, Susan DeSilva is not qualified. We have a runners-up list. We've done these elections now since 2003. So if you don't think the bylaws should allow for write-ins, and I believe every election supervisor has ruled that write-ins are allowed, if you don't think that should be the case, then when we do revisions, you should bring that up. But you don't get to pretend that what is isn't just because it suits your needs. Okay, Madam Chair, I don't know who was timing, but I know that Alex got a good long time, far more than 90 seconds, and I would like to finish my statement.
The time was up for 90 seconds, so I just did time.
Speaking to the chair, please hush.
I'm the timekeeper. I'm the timekeeper.
Well, one couldn't tell that when
I am the timekeeper. I am the timekeeper. I am the timekeeper. I'm sitting
on the chair. Call these people to order.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had myself muted. Okay. I'm speaking, and you're interrupting. I'm sorry. So Mansoor calls the time, and I was letting Serene finish her thought. Okay? So go ahead.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Serena.
The fact is that the board cannot tell the delegates of any station how they should choose or who they should choose. But the basic question about whether or not the person is qualified to be chosen absolutely rests with the PNB, which is the final arbiter within Pacifica of what the bylaws mean. Even if we're not happy with what we think is their confusion, and there has been confusion at times, this is not one of those times. It is very clear. Susan was not qualified to be a delegate, and even if they had done things the right way when it came to the SPD voting, she can't run.
What a lie. What a lie.
Okay, thank you, Serene. Jan, did you have are you speaking for?
No, I think that Serene stated it. But I just want to make sure that if they vote again, that they can't just vote for the one position. They have to vote for everybody again. They can't just all of a sudden make that one position available, because that would be an easy way for everybody to just have the majority get all of the places.
Madam Chair, the time is up for this category. We are 1 minute over. So
we need to go to a vote. So we're going to vote on this motion.
Madam Chair, may I make a point of personal privilege?
Yes, Alan. He was turned down. Okay, let me turn him back on. Go ahead, Alan.
When Director Tanaka was speaking earlier, he attributed certain judgments to me that are simply not true. I don't know most of the participants in that vote, and my source of information is not from people who were opposed to the election. It came from the people who were on the majority side in that election. They were bragging about what they were doing on various email lists. So I just want to clear that up.
Let's go to a vote on this motion. Aki, please take the vote. PNB does not recognize the process used on Saturday, January 6th, 2018, for appointing Susan Da Silva to a KPFA listener delegate seat vacated by Yuri Gotisman and considers the seat vacant. Be it also resolved, the KPFA LSB shall contact candidates on the recount on the vote list, including the write-in candidates, to find the first name who is available and willing to serve and seat that individual. And be further resolved. Who's speaking? Do you please mute your phone? Thank you. Alex, could you finish reading that motion again, please, so the people won't be rooting in?
It was emailed to us.
Was anybody? All right.
Madam Chair, are we voting? Madam Chair, are we
voting? Okay, so we're going to, and anyways, it goes on. He read it in the beginning. Okay, so let's take the vote, Aki.
Oh, my God.
Maybe he muted himself. I can't hear.
Madam Chair, can somebody else take the roll? Maybe Aki got dropped or something.
This is Grace. I have the roster in front of me. I'm willing to take the vote.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'll take it. Grace,
are you
Grace,
there? Huh? Okay, I'll take it. Yeah.
Grace Allen.
Yes.
Grace Allen is yes. Okay. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Jonathan? Okay. Jonathan passes. David Beaton?
Yes.
David? David is yes. Okay. Jim Brown? Jim Brown? Can we get back to you? Adriana Castaner?
Kate. Right back.
Adriana?
I said, ma'am.
What's that? Adriana, what do you say?
She's saying yes, and she's asking the chair to ask the members to mute.
Okay. Bill called you?
And I say yes. Can you say yes? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Catherine Davis. What happened to Bill? Bill said no. Catherine Davis?
I said no.
I didn't hear him.
I heard him. Catherine Davis? Pass.
Yeah.
Benita Diaz?
Yes.
Diaz is yes. Juan Magana?
No.
Juan Magana is no. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan Goodman is yes, okay. Serena Jacobs?
No.
Jacobs is no. Dwayne Mark? Dwayne? Okay, you pass. Ken Lawford?
I'll pass.
Okay, Ken Lawford passes. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Serene is yes. Marcelo Savar?
Yes.
Savar is yes. TM Scruggs?
No.
Scruggs is no. Steinberg?
Yes.
Steinberg is yes. And Tanaka is no. And Kenba Chibanda?
Yes.
Kenba is yes. Andrea Turner? Hang on just a minute. Andrea? Andrea?
No.
Okay, Andrea Turner is no. All right. Mascara?
No.
Washington? Mascara?
Yes.
Okay. Mascara is yes. Let me get back to Jonathan Alexander.
I abstain.
You're going to abstain? All right.
No, I abstain. Yes.
All right. Jim Brown?
Abstain.
All right. Jim Brown abstains. All right. Then next is, let's see, Catherine Davis.
Yes.
Okay, Catherine Davis is yes. Let's see, and Dwayne Mark.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. What was that? Yes.
Okay, Jonathan, let's see, next is Ken Lawford. Ken Lawford, Ken Lawford, Ken Lawford,
yes.
Ken Lawford, okay, Ken Lawford, yes. And Nancy Sauden.
Let's see.
What's that?
Am I the last?
Yeah, you're the last person.
All right, yes.
Okay, Nancy's over there. Yes. All right. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so 14 yes. And let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no. And 2 abstentions. All right.
So this motion passes, and the KPFA LSB shall conduct an IRV vote to determine the winner of
Hello?
First part of the first part of the motion. Who's saying hello? Excuse me, I'm in the middle of announcing a vote. Would you wait a minute? And,
hello?
Chair? Madam Chair? Who is saying hello?
This is Andrea. Did you get my vote? I'm saying
yes.
Yes.
And therefore, be it resolved that the STV election held on January 6th stands. A redo of that STV election is not in order. And the third KPFA listener director elect position goes to the fourth place nominee in that election, Tom Dorries, who shall be seated on the 2018 PNB on January 25th, 2018.
Point of information, please. No, point of information, please.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, I might have missed the beginning of your summary. Did you direct that they use the runners-up list? I thought I heard you say something about STVs.
No, someone else did. The first part.
Oh my
yeah,
God!
The first part of the motion explains what's to be done. Okay. We're supposed to call people. They're supposed to use the runner-up list. And
thank you.
If there's no runner-up candidate, the call should go out to the KPFA membership. On and on and on. It says this in the.
All the stuff that they had there.
Yes, Adriana.
Orders of the day, communication motion number 2, board attorney consultant.
Madam Chair, Benito, request for information.
Okay, go ahead with that. Who's presenting that motion?
Can you present that motion?
On the stack?
Mansoor.
Can I ask someone to read it for me, please?
Mansoor, the timekeeper would like to talk.
Madam Chair, wait, everyone. Please wait, everyone. Mansoor, go ahead.
Time is up for the open session, I believe.
For the meeting.
Yes.
This is Grace. I move that we adjourn.
Second.
I object.
Okay, Aki, take the vote. We need...
All right. Let's see. What are we voting on? Let's see. To adjourn, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So, you want to adjourn?
Point of order.
Okay, so great. Okay.
Point of order. We don't need to take a vote if we're at the time, unless there's a motion to extend.
Well, that's true. Okay, time saving. That's right. All right.
Motion to extend.
Oh, God.
How long?
For how long? Half an hour.
All right. A second.
Can I amend to 15 minutes?
I don't have a second.
Are you saying 1-5 or 5-0?
1-5.
I said I will second.
Okay. Please take the vote to extend. Yes is to extend, no is to adjourn.
Now, how many minutes are extending for?
1-5.
15 minutes? Okay. All right.
Yes.
So, Grace on?
No.
Okay, no. All right. Jonathan?
No.
No, okay. David Beaton?
No.
Beaton is no. Jim Brown? Adriana Cassidy?
Yes.
Bill Cook? No, yes, okay. Bill Collier.
Jim Brown said yes.
No, Jim Brown said yes. Okay. Bill Collier. Collier?
No. I'm sorry, no.
No, okay. Catherine Davis?
No.
Davis is no. Benita Diaz?
No.
Is it no. Ron Degana?
No.
No. Jan Goodman? Sabina Jacobs.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was on mute. Is this the motion to adjourn that we're voting on?
15-minute extension.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Sabina Jacobs.
Abstain.
Okay. Duane? Mark? Okay, Duane. Ken Moffitt?
No.
No, there's no. Okay, Sam Roberts?
Yes.
Do we insist on Sir Sabah?
No.
CM Scruggs?
No.
Are you going to say that?
No.
No, okay. Tanaka is no. Timber?
Yes.
What's that number?
Yes. Yes.
I'm busy. Okay. Andrea Turner. What's that? What's that, Andrea?
He said no.
Oh, okay. Say thank you, Andrea. Mascara, Washington?
Abstain.
Okay. Abstain. Okay, let me go back to people who I missed here. Dwayne. Dwayne Mark? Dwayne? Okay. Okay. No, Dwayne voted yes. Okay. And Nancy Soden, you're the last one.
No.
Okay, so no. All right. So, 15, 5 yes, 15 no. So, no time extension. We'll go to the call session.
Okay, wait a minute before everybody leaves. I think we